been 75 years since Mavis Gallant wrote for the Montreal Standard, but you wouldn't know it from the crowd at Paragraph Bookstore on Wednesday night. They gathered for the launch of Montreal Standard Time, Mavis Gallant's early journalism, a collection of the late author's work from her first career right here in the city.
She began working at a very young age at the Montreal Standard, which was a newspaper in Montreal, and she wrote maybe 125 articles for them, of which we extracted 38.
This is Neil Besner, one of the three editors behind the new collection, chronicling Gallant's journalism career, which spanned 1944 to 1950. A Gallant scholar, Besner hopes the book gives readers new insights into the renowned author, who died just over a decade ago in 2014.
Many people think, and I agree, that she's one of the finest short story writers in the 20th century in English. For this book, we wanted to show the relationship between her journalism and her stories, which is intimate and interesting in all kinds of ways.
Fans of Gallant got a taste of this connection back in 2021, when Frances McDormand played a journalist inspired by Gallant in Wes Anderson's The French Dispatch. That film was set in Paris, where the author lived after leaving her husband, her journalism job, and her hometown of Montreal.
Her whole story is fascinating with like the move to Paris and yet remaining a Canadian writer and really specifically a Montreal writer.
For some in the audience on Wednesday night, Gallant's journalism was a matter of professional as well as personal interest.
My name's Catherine McLeod and I am a fan of Mavis Gallant's, but I also teach her work at Concordia University.
McLeod says that Gallant isn't always recognized in the canon of Canadian literature. That's something McLeod would like to see change.
Mavis Gallant is such a prolific, celebrated writer who, strangely, sometimes people don't know. And, you know, kind of like when you ask some, often I'll ask a class, like at the start of a CanLit class, you know, who are the Canadian writers that you think of? And usually always like Margaret Atwood is like the first one mentioned. And then there's a variety of other names, but usually not Mavis Gallant. And so I think that, you know, she should be one of those names that comes to mind first.
That's why she started teaching Gallant's journalism as well as her fiction, as a way to root the author in the city her students call home.
In some ways, like it's like the city and her experience growing up, especially as someone who moved back and forth between English and French schools, she carried that all with her. And you really get this like picture of her as a Montrealer before she then goes to Paris. And I think that's sometimes hard to like emphasize to students when it's like she has actually gone to Paris. She lived the rest of her life there. And to really explain that she always remained a Montrealer. And I thought it was nice that was echoed tonight.
Montreal Standard Time, Mavis Gallant's early journalism, is available now from Véhicule Presse. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.